Thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today we would like to talk about the intriguing topic of the attraction between men and women. It's the most natural thing. It's a part of our essence. We'd like to take a deeper look at this topic and understand that once and for all, attraction between men and women. Yael, please. Yeah, on today's show, we'd like to understand the force of attraction between a man and a woman. We know that it awakens at a relatively early age. It awakens this inner excitement and joy. It's an inner mechanism that we have no control over. We might be attracted to someone that, rationally wise, there's no reason for us to be attracted to that person. And we know that the attraction mechanism is the beginning of the process of relationships. It's a kind of a first signaling towards a man or a woman of the other sex that, at least according to our inner feeling, we want to create some kind of a relationship. And on today's show, we'd like to both understand the force of attraction and the mechanism. How does it work? And my first question would be, what creates the attraction between a man and a woman? We learn from science that our universe started developing, suppose 14 billion years ago, and it started from some explosion, from some place, from something that didn't exist before, which is actually Bria. Creation, Bria in Hebrew, comes from the word Baal, outside of, that there was something that exploded and started creating our matter. And from that moment and on, the different particles started being created, where all of these particles to begin with, it was possible to ascribe them to two counterforms, suppose plus and minus, where the plus it has to do with the male and the minus has to do with the female. And they can't exist one without the other. At first, probably, there was some particle, a prototype particle that was where both existed together, the plus and the minus together. It doesn't matter. The wisdom of Kabbalah, it acknowledges part of it it doesn't. It explains it a bit differently. It doesn't matter. All in all, that's the picture. And then these particles, the plus and the minus, started extending more and more until they've reached the development of different compounds between the pluses and minuses, electrons and protons, and so on and so forth. And the connection between them made more and more particles, where today we already have almost 120 substances and the Mendeleev chart. And afterwards, there were greater and greater chunks, gases, solid chunks, until there was earth created, and on it, this compound between the pluses and the minuses, between the atoms and the molecules and the crystals and everything, and molecules of life that have an inner program for individual personal development and a special life, limited in different forms, but they're all limited in time. Up to a point where this connection, let's say, the wisdom of connection between the plus and minus, it came from the still level to the vegetative, from the vegetative to the animate, and from the animate to the speaking. Meaning we're already talking here about such a connection, which is very complicated, complex, between the particles of plus and minus, male and female, in nature. And On the still level, we see these kinds of things, and we usually divide different materials within matter into plus and minus, and differentiate materials according to their tendency. And also, when we come to the vegetative level, where it already grows compared to the still, that it can give birth to itself and develop itself, there we see this development. Specifically, according to the connection of the plus and minus, there's this special inner program in it, like in a computer, that develops the connection between them onto a more and more complex connection within the plant. Yes, therefore the plant grows and lives every moment, otherwise it would have been still. Meaning the relations between these species, say, in a plant are very complex, and also it exists not only in a plant, but also in between plants, and the connection between the plants or inside the plant, it also comes through, suppose, birds and different such forms of connection of plus and minus. So it's not simply just the plus and minus of atoms or molecules, but it's already a compound of special materials, chemical, biological, that it's already complex materials. The degree of complexity becomes very sophisticated. Yes. And they're also divided into male and female. That's in the vegetative. In different forms and evolution, that made many levels of development here until we reached the level of the animate, where on the animate level, the difference between the male and against it, the female, the difference between them is vast. They're very different and far from one another. And between them, there are also special forms of connection according to seasons. Also happens in plants, but according to seasons, and there it's a culture per se, as if it's all instincts that they have no control over the animals. But the truth is that it's something very complex. And afterwards, after the animate level, we have the human level, that we differentiate it from the animate level because it has culture and education, and this degree builds for itself atmosphere and an environment and so on, more than animals do, and builds the human society. And therefore, we differentiate humans as a higher level to the animate level. I'm not talking about the way how Kabbalah refers to it, but in general how we see things. And in a human being, among human beings, we have already very complicated relations between the plus and minus, between the males and females, where they build a life for themselves. Throughout all of history, they built a life for themselves for a very long, lengthy period of time in order to raise offspring. They're needy of each other, and for dozens of years, because the more developed the human degree is, the longer time it needs for it. And so we see vast changes since the development of the plus and minus elementary particles that existed at the beginning of the creation of our entire universe, and what happens in a person, where a person, we even think that he has some kind of a free choice, and he does things, and he adds to the programs which are operating him, especially in terms of behavior between the sexes. And the truth is that there is nothing more to it. It's just like in animals and plants and the still, also in human beings, this behavior is a behavior that comes to us from nature, that nature rules us, and we behave according to a program which is depicted in us and comes to its realization. So what actually determines what every person is drawn to? Because different people, different men are attracted to different women, and different women are attracted to certain men. Among animals, it's less, because there, they exactly feel, the animals, they exactly feel what fits them. They choose, suppose the males choose the females, according to how healthy a female is, that she can give birth to healthier offspring. And this is also how females choose their males. The stronger, the healthier he is, the stronger offsprings that can come from him, and he can also better protect and provide everything that's necessary for the family. And it's the same with the human species, more or less. We're not even aware of it. It seems to us that it's not so, that we hide it by different things, but much of our tendency towards one another depends on all of these conditions. And along with it, it is possible to say that because in each creature we have four kinds of species, both in the still, in the vegetative, in the animate, in the speaking, it's also realized or expressed in one's character. Sanguine, phlegmatic, choleric, melancholic, and so on. And so the same things we see that exist in choosing the male or female, but in our human society there are problems here because there is education, habit, belonging to a certain nation, culture, and therefore there is a very big blur here between a person's natural tendency, according to which he would be drawn to, by nature, suppose. Suppose that a person wouldn't have been under the control of any alien thought, alien opinion. And what is that natural attraction? Attraction, what his body is attracted to, like it's with animals. Then I choose a certain woman in height and size and approach, according to different external and internal matters, where according to my character she would fit me. What does fit mean? Completing me. That I would feel that I feel good with her because we don't live like animals. That animals, they're barely together. They're not together. There's a kind of a contact between them, and he's gone. Yeah, to continue the generation. Yeah, that's it. And by us, it's the building of a family and a mutual life with education, with culture, with work, with the building of the home and education for the children and the grandchildren. This puts us into such forms of connection that we don't choose it according to the inner voice of nature that's within each and every one of us that pushes us here or there, but according to social consent, according to norms, according to fashion, according to different things. And also in each and every generation, I see that it changes. If throughout all of human history, a fat woman was preferable to a thin woman. Today, a thin woman is preferable to a fat woman, suppose. If someone smaller in height was preferable, today it's the opposite, someone tall. And different such things. Meaning, I'm talking from the point of view of from the external point of view. From the internal point of view, there were such periods where a woman, she only needed to know what to do at home. how to keep the household in the best possible way, to know how to cook, clean, prepare everything, bear children. In short, she was like a facility for the continuity of the generation. In short, today, no, it's important that she has education, and what does she do for a living, and her cultural and educational level. Is she known in society? Is she... Does she have the ability to connect to society? It's something completely different that changed maybe in the past 100 years. But it's something that's felt inside us like something automatic, not like something that we choose. But still, it's unnatural. What does it mean, unnatural? I'll explain. That all of us are different. But now there is some one social norm that is working on us, and it works on you in one way, and it works on me in a different way, and to the extent to which each one of us is close or distant from this norm. And therefore, what follows is that all of us turn our inner richness, where each has tastes of his own and opinions of his own and the way he looks at life, we are turning into something very narrow, uniform, and I see it, suppose, in classrooms, in schools. So there are, suppose, I don't know, 15 girls. So out of the 15 girls, up to 5 of them, they're popular because they're like this and like this and like that. And all the rest is something which isn't exactly according to the standards and norms and fashion and so on. It was never to such an extent, because no one looked at the norm, but each had a norm of his own. Everyone worked out of their own heart, like animals, suppose. I like someone fat, he likes someone thin, tall, short. You're talking according to the inner program. Yeah, and it's also many of the things are according to our mother. We take many of the things from our mother because we're looking in our wife for something very similar to our mother. And if we find in a woman something similar to our mother, we like it. By the way, the same goes for women. Researchers today show that women, suppose if a woman has older parents, she will prefer an older man. Now, with men, it works only according to the mother. In a woman, it works both according to the mother and also the father. Yeah. And therefore, accordingly, we're in a pretty distorted society where we don't have the ability to realize our natural inner urges in the right way. And this is the basis of all of the corruptions that we have in our society, that we meet, we enter certain relations, we get married, we have children, and our whole life long we see that it is not exactly what I, on the inside, it's not exactly what I would want. But I got married because it's customary and everyone's looking, and how can I take someone else instead of her? And she's educated and she's like this and like that. Meaning, we're operating according to same models, social norms, and therefore we're unhappy. Does a person have the ability to find this inner voice of his that is guiding him towards the best possible thing for him? Can a person clean these background noises and this one norm that comes and makes everything one size, that this is in fashion now? That is, can a person get rid of this and listen to his inner voice? I hope that today we're having a revision about everything that we did in the past 100 years, and that we are coming to a state where really we couldn't care less about what society thinks. And what we will try to do is to identify our inner natural urges and to look at relationships where we're actually connecting for life, as something that really suits me. She could be fat, small, like this, like that, doesn't matter what. But she fits me according to my internality. It's possible that we'll even create such tests that will ask people, men and women, and understand, maybe we'll also be able to penetrate through all the stigmas and norms and everything that they have from society, from the internet, and so on, to penetrate into a person and feel more and more what really fits him, suits him, and then we'll really be able to be a society which benefits the development of the right and natural kind of relationships. Natural. In this kind of a test, what do I have to ask myself as an individual? I can't immediately start talking about it. It's not my profession. I'm not ready for it. I came here 25 minutes ago, and before me I saw this note where it says, attraction between men and women. That's it. And only now I know what we're talking about. Okay, so I'll ask something else. Our topic today is attraction between men and women. Right. But what I did want to say is that we do understand that something extremely important. I'd say that it's the most important thing, because lack of satisfaction in a relationship between spouses, it has implications on everything. The life of the country and economy and industry and security in every country and the entire world. It's the essence of our being. Why? This is something that we already know, that if a person feels good in his family nest, he's calm, he knows how to correctly develop his relations, ties. It's the essence of society. The family is the essence of society, right? So from here, we have to understand that if we'll build the right foundation, by this we build the world. Today, this approach, attitude, is kind of dissipating. It'll come back because we'll have no choice, but on a different level, in a corrected way. As always, that we do something, we corrupt until we see that, oh, better go back. We assess the situation and go back. Today, people rely their happiness not necessarily on the connection in the family or with the people close to them, but on money, status. No, no, no. It's simply that our society is built this way, that it aims a person, it pushes him at these achievements. It's incorrect. So much that I don't care about the profession, I don't care about money, I don't care about nothing. If I am in a balanced, good family with a wife and kids that I feel good with, and together we feel ourselves balanced, good, of course the man wants something more, beyond that, some kind of a development, but it will be only in addition to what he already has, because the peace and calm in the family will lead him to the right foundation from which he will correctly relate to life in general. He'll also want to build society this way, so it will fit his family, so it will support his family, and so all of society will be aimed at the family and not at something out there to conquer other countries and to just be rich in order to spend it and so on. No, everything will be targeted at the family. The building of the right family is the essence of humanity. There is a saying that says that every person has a match. Is it true that every person has the spouse that fits him somewhere on earth? Undoubtedly, for sure. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we came out of the one Adam, which consists of Adam and Eve, these two parts together, and when they were about to explode during the so-called sin of the tree of knowledge, so this explosion distanced them in shape and in form and in distance, all of these counterparts, in an ideal way. Each has its own counterpart, which is perfect for it, that specifically that part completes it. Let's put it this way. All of the incarnations that we're going through throughout all of history is eventually in order to find the specific part which is against me, that fits me. Today, actually, how to relate to the matter of attraction, because it's supposed to be a kind of a first step. Today, we're all the time attracted in all directions, and every man needs 1,000 women. Also, women today can't be with one man, which is completely unnatural according to a woman's nature, because we are very, very far from finding something that suits us. We will have to leave the following questions for our next show because our time's almost up. We can all together stop and leave something for curiosity. We have many more questions for you, Dr. Lightman. We'll ask them on our next show. Thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. All the best.